caring people, or you wouldn't be turning in to learn more about these kind of issues. So thank you for being who you are. If that inclines you to become a member of KBOO, certainly do that right now. It makes a huge difference to us to keep up with our goals. So you can call us at 877-500-5266. And I'm going to let you go now. And off we are.
KBOO Portland, good morning. It's 8:59. Coming up in just about 1 minute, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell welcomes KBOO's favorite muckraker, Greg Palast, to discuss Trump's phony double voter claims, Rove's data trust, and the Koch's I-360. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, interviews, news, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes William Volman, author of Carbon Ideologies, a new two-volume work about the human actions that have led to global warming. And at 11:30, the film show looks at film noir and The Blacklist, currently screening at Portland's Cinema 21. All this good stuff because you make history and support KBOO. Call now, 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday, and serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Bella Pizza, located at 2934 Northeast Alberta Street, in the heart of Northeast Alberta Street neighborhood for over 15 years, and bringing a taste of East Coast pizza to Portland. Dinner was provided by Eat Pizza, located at 2037 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland, and offering gluten-free pizza, salads, sandwiches, desserts, appetizers, beer, and soft drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The daily prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day/evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, if postmarked by May 3rd, 2018. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on May 14th, 2018. Winner may be notified by telephone after May 21st, 2018. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/SilentDrive2018, and thank you.
Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. I am honored and thrilled to be joined this morning by Greg Palast, a stalwart, returning to the KBOO airwaves as he has most of this new century. And I'm particularly grateful to be speaking with him this week, which has been particularly tough on him. Here's the intro from gregpalast.com. Before turning to journalism as an investigative reporter for The Guardian and BBC Television, Greg Palast was an investigator of fraud and racketeering for governments and labor unions worldwide, known as the reporter who exposed how Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush purged thousands of black voters from Florida rolls to steal the 2000 election for George Bush. Palast has written four New York Times bestsellers, including Armed Madhouse, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, now a major nonfiction movie, and he has an update on that movie and book. And we are contacting Greg right now, but I'll just continue to say that the Palast investigation team has been on Kobach and his fraudulent vote hunting scam since 2013. That's also from the website. So we'll also be talking about that. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. I know this is a super tough week for you. For years, this membership drive conversation would be between Greg, Joanne Hardesty, and Dave Mazza, and we lost Dave this week, and we feel that loss keenly. He was a beacon of hope, determination, and brilliance as an editor of the Portland Alliance, as a union booster, an on-air personality, and an activist here on KBOO and on the streets, where he walked his squawk, as Lisa was saying earlier. He put his money where his mouth was, and I miss his piercing intellect already and his unending courage and compassion. Tomorrow at 10:15, we will remember him on air. Greg, you say Cambridge Analytica is just the start. Please elaborate.
Well, yes. And by the way, let me offer the listeners my condolence on the passing of Dave Mazza, who is, to me, a journalist. And, you know, I got to play on the international stage with BBC and Guardian, et cetera. And Dave said, what happens in Portland, what happens at KBOO is vital, and he dedicated his life to getting the word out. What a terrific guy. I'm glad I knew him.
You could always count on Dave, and then he's gone, and you know, people just aren't forever.
Yes, and if you go to my site, you know that at the top of my site, my own mother just passed away, but you know, she was 96, a fighter, and had a century of a very, very good life, and I'm sorry we lost Dave too young, too early.
That's an amazing article. I enjoyed reading it and didn't know that your parents were activists.
Indeed. I didn't just drop out of the sky as I am. I was kind of...
A left diaper baby?
Brought up to... Well, no, they weren't the old, like, CP types. My parents were, though they were in the beginning founders of the Progressive Party of America with their refounding with after Roosevelt, when the Democratic Party began its march to the right. And my mother always described herself as a lifelong Democrat. She founded the Progressive Party and was one of the first people to register for the Peace and Freedom Party. Always, the reason why she considered herself a lifelong Democrat is that she never left the party, but once, and sometimes the party left her. Great union leader, teachers union leader, and worked with SEIU, and I was on the forefront of justice for janitors, from a little tract home at the butt end of Los Angeles. Literally, it's where the sewage plant was. She said, we have a lot to accomplish in the short time we have. Dave certainly did that, and I'm going to try.
Well, here's to Dave. And, so in that vein, talk to me about the billionaire class.
Let me talk to you about something else too. I understand, by the way, that KBOO is in a fund drive. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and for those who don't know my work, this is Greg Palast, if you just tuned in.
I did the intro while we were dialing you up.
Yes, no, I heard it. Some people just missed that one. To let them know that this is Greg Palast. And something very special, I have done an update of my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, just completed this week. It just premiered few days ago in Oakland at the giant West Coast Theater Grand Lakes to a completely sold out crowd, who got on their feet after. Not maybe, I hope it's because the movie was good, but beyond that, it's it got them going, because it's a movie that will make you move. It's for movement. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy was about how Donald Trump was going to steal the election using his with the backing of billionaires and the spidery machinations of a guy named Chris Kobach, Trump's vote thief in chief. But not many people would listen. You did up in Portland, but you know, people had already assumed that they bought their party dress for Hillary's inaugural. But unfortunately, the movie was too right, and the election was stolen. And I want to make that point very carefully. Trump was not elected. He lost the election. I'm not talking about the popular vote. If you allowed people to vote who were blocked from voting, if you counted all the ballots that were cast, Donald Trump lost in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, North Carolina, and Ohio. And I'm going to tell you exactly how it's done. And in the movie The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, I'm going to have help from Rosario Dawson and Willie Nelson and Santa Claus. That's actually Ed Asner in a Santa outfit. And you'll be, and the wonderful Miss Bad Penny, my sidekick, and the chief investigatrix of the Palace Investigative Fund, where we do our work for BBC. And this is following me on my investigation for Rolling Stone magazine into how the election will be stolen, and now on my investigation after the election for Democracy Now! On how it was stolen. So you get the real skinny, the real deep poop on the real story, and I guarantee you'll laugh at the beginning of the film, a lot of humor in that, dark humor, and you'll cry at the end, and if you don't, I'll pay for your therapy. So please, what is the minimum donation to get this, to get the DVD of the updated The Best Democracy Money Can Buy?
Well, now, if you want that kind of detail, then we'll just have to be joined by Pledge Central. And I see the Vegas-like racing lights lighting up now as the hydraulic plinth slides slowly into the air room. And it would appear that Ani is there.
Oh, no, Teresa.
Ken Ford?
Oh, it's actually Ken Jones. And Ani is not here right now. But
I said you're a Ford this morning for some reason.
I do have the information you want, Teresa and Greg. The book and the DVD is available. Again, that's The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, for a minimum pledge of $100. And I worked that out. It's $8 and change a month. Let's say $8.35 a month as a sustaining membership. And we can do that through electronic fund transfers from your checking account, credit card, debit card. And you get this great package from Greg Palast.
And that's $100 is the book. And what about the DVD?
Actually the complete package, Greg. A book and DVD available. And I should give that number too. But usually give it. I've pitched before during your talks with Teresa. But I'll give it anyway. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
So it's 800. It's 800.
No, it's 877.
877. Sorry, 877. I'm taking notes here. Go ahead. This is Greg Palast reporting, so everything you say is going to be written down.
All right.
877
500
500
5266.
5266. Now, as an investigative reporter, I'm going to assume that 5266 is KBOO, so it's 877-500-KABU.
Can't get anything past you, man.
877-500-KABU. This is Greg Palast, happily reporting for KABU. You know I'm an investigative reporter because I wear a fedora. I've always, by the way, people have to know, before I, if you did miss the introduction about me, Greg Palast, I was an investigator. You know, I was a real detective before I played one on television, and was an investigative reporter for BBC and The Guardian. And I wore a fedora and a trench coat like Columbo. There's good reasons to do that. If you're waiting in all kinds of weird weather, and I do stakeouts, I'm the old-fashioned, you'll see in the film actually, old-fashioned reporting, investigative reporting, where we do stakeouts, we do disguises, hidden recordings. I even have in one of my hats, I have a camera in the brim I won't be able to use that trick again now that I've mentioned it, but I really do. And you will have some hat shot photos of the richest billionaire backing Donald Trump. And you say, well, wait a minute, isn't he a billionaire? No, Donald Trump just plays a billionaire on television. He had real billionaires behind him. You know about the Mercers, you know about the Kochs, and you're going to see a cartoon in my film, which is which will give you information about the Kochs that you could never imagine. And by the way, the cartoonist is the wonderful, brilliant Portland penman genius, Keith Tucker. He's the guy who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Keith wonderfully helped us out in drawing cartoons in the film. Keith Tucker, thank you very much. Wonderful Portlander, and you'll just dig his cartoons in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which you can get for a tax-deductible donation of $100, and you'll not only get the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Now, this is the update. It is true, it's a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits, but the new subtitle is The Case of the Stolen Election, because we've redone the film. This is the new, updated version of the film, with additional new extras. So you get the DVD, and you get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And the book itself includes a wonderful 48-page comic book in the middle of it by troublemaker cartoonist Ted Rawl. So you get Portlander Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, who drew our cartoons. You get the DVD, you get the comic book inside the book, and you get the book that wraps around it. And until Patriot Act 3, you're allowed to read the book. And I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it. You'll get frustrated. You may throw it against the wall a couple times in anger. Some people have told me that. But please do call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-KABOO. This is Greg Palast saying, I'd really like you to dial that phone. And you're going to find out things in the film and in the book and the comic book that you really need to know. And you say, well, wait, I've got the film from the old film from before the election. Okay, give that one away to your brother-in-law in Iowa who thinks Trump won the election. And you're going to tell him, take a look. And you're going to show him the new sections about when I go into Michigan. And did you know that in Michigan, 75,355 ballots were not counted? Trump won supposedly by 10,700 votes. So wait a minute. In the United States of America, where Hillary said we have our elections are the envy of the world because she's only been to Kazakhstan, in Michigan, 75,355 ballots were cast and never counted. Where were they cast? In Detroit and in Flint, Michigan, African American cities where they vote bluish, right? These were not Trump voters. Trump got crushed in those cities. So why didn't they read the ballots? 87 machines broke down. Now, they have paper ballots in Michigan. I know a lot of people are always agitating for paper ballots, and that's the solution. The problem is that there's machines that read the ballots. And 87 of the robot readers broke down in Detroit. Was this a shock? Was this a surprise? No. The county clerk in Detroit, that's Wayne County, said that they had broken machines and they were not going to be able to read the ballots, and the machines are old and were going to break down. In fact, they did, and they knew it. So why didn't they fix it? The answer is because those cities were in bankruptcy. They are in bankruptcy, and they're occupied territories where the budgets are controlled by a manager appointed by the Republican governor who said, you're not getting new voting machines. And they knew they'd break down. They did break down. They didn't count those ballots.
And in that manner, they prevented black people from voting, which is the whole idea.
And then, so the black the people who got the vote, those votes didn't count. And then on top of it, remember, Trump only won by 10,000 votes. On top of it, they used a system, which you're going to hear about in the film. I'm going to show you, which I uncovered for Rolling Stone and Al Jazeera, called cross-check. Remember when Agent Orange, Donald Trump, said that 3 million people voted twice in 2012. That's how Obama got elected. The papers made fun of that, said, ah, ha, ha, ha. New York Times, Washington Post, that's a joke. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, it's not a joke, because they actually have a list of 3 million people that they claim voted twice. I'm the only journalist in America that got the list, because I worked at it. Took 6 months.
And this is ongoing. I mean, that's something to emphasize.
Ongoing.
And I like the way that you're putting this information as it does appear in your book and the film, because an hour radio program cannot do this justice. And to truly understand this, really just in one sense, just to take a little bit of time and let your mind be boggled, you need the book and the film because there's an intimidation factor. There's so much BS about the election out there that to get the information in your mind and really be certain about it, you need the book and the film.
Absolutely. So please call. This is Greg Palast, and I'm going to ask you to call and get my new film. Again, it was just finished this week. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KABU. Please dial that phone now. It's a $100 donation, which is cheaper than Amy Goodman ever sells it for.
And we like to spread it out.
You get both the DVDs. This is a sale. And it's tax deductible. Better for KABU than the Drone Rangers out there. So 877-500-KABU, $100 for the Greg Palast pack. That's the DVD of the new updated film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Now it's The Case of the Stolen Election. You'll get that plus the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, with the comic book by Ted Rall inside it. Now, call that number, because you get something else besides my film and my book, and that is you get KABU, which is your weapon of mass instruction in the Portland area. It is a wonder, and I've said this, and you think that I've done fund drives for at least 200 radio stations. But I can tell you, because I don't say this everywhere, KABU is just about the best community radio station in this nation. And don't take it for granted, my dear friends. I remember I was pitching for the Pacifica station in Dallas, KCHU. They said, if you don't donate, we're going to go off the air. And ka-choo, blew away. I kid you not. It's not there anymore. Don't assume in this tough times that this station, this marvelous station, is going to continue on. So please call 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. This is Greg Palast. Please get it was just finished last week. You got to get the new Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, and you'll get the book, $100 minimum, I want to emphasize that, minimum donation. This is Greg Palast saying, come on with me. I'm going to take you into the snows of Michigan to find the 75,355 ballots that were never counted. Now you say, wait a minute. Didn't Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, pay for the recount in Michigan?
That was a hell of a story, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what happened was, as you'll see in the film, it wasn't really a recount. This is completely wrong. It was a counting of the ballots that were never counted in the first place, because the machines broke down, but a wonderful machine called the human eyeball could read those ballots. And they were reading those ballots. They began reading those ballots, and Trump was getting his south side kicked, and he went in with his lawyers. Trump's lawyers went to the courts in Lansing, Michigan, and shut down the count of the black ballots that were never counted. In addition, I go to the Secretary of State's office, the little Michigan Catherine Harris, and I say, what about the people? It looks like they took off 50,000 voters, minority voters, people, and I can't make this up. They said, you'll see in the film that Maria Inez Hernandez was voting twice in the same election, two states, because there was a woman named Maria Cristina Hernandez in another state who voted. So that, but you say, wait a minute, Maria Hernandez is a common, is just a common Hispanic name. Well, it's not common for a Republican. And so they, I kid you not, they removed Maria Hernandez, even though, because there was someone named Maria Hernandez with a different middle name. By the way, I do encounter Maria Hernandez in the film, and I will say she does confess to voting multiple times, but it's actually Rosario Dawson just pulling my leg. It's one of the. It is a
well,
documentary,
I mean, it brings up
but
what
I had to have some fun or I'd lose my mind. It's not just.
Well, it's pretty grim.
Your
I mean, really,
documentary.
It's about not, whiteness, you know, isn't it?
Huh? What?
It's all about whiteness when you get down to it. That is Trump's brand. It's about whiteness. He excluded people who were not white so they'd get elected. And this is what the beginning of apartheid rule looks like. This is what minority rule looks like.
Yes, and that's very, very important. The film really is about apartheid voting in America. We go and see the long, the massive, many hours long lines in Ohio. I walk along those lines. The infamous lines in 2008 and 12, and you see me walk along those same lines in Dayton, Ohio, in 2016. They had, you'll dig this in the film. I go to Dayton, Ohio, where they have one single voting station for minority voting on about 70% of black people in Ohio vote on Souls to the Polls Day. That is early voting on the Sunday before the official election date. And why do black people do that? Because in 2004, when black people went on election day and took the day off from work and it was raining, they were in the rain for 8 hours and the doors were then locked on them if they couldn't get in time. So they went to early voting. Now I say, wait, Obama won the election in 2008 by winning Ohio. That's because for that one election, there was a Democratic Secretary of State. Once they got back to Republican Secretary of State, a guy named John Houston, you'll meet him in the film. They said, well, there will be only one voting station. Are you ready? Per county. That's fair. So white counties with 6,000 people and 12,000 cows got a voting station. Cleveland, with 1 million residents, got one, and I want to say that Cleveland got one voting station. Now, you may say that's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible to vote, but it's the truth. And you're going to see this, you will see the apartheid voting in America, the lines of thousands and thousands and thousands of black people voting on trying to vote on Souls to the Polls Day. 8,000 people at one polling station showed up, 8,000 at one polling station in Dayton. I'm there, okay? And you will come with me and walk down those lines and meet the people trying to vote. And at the end, are you ready for this trick? They don't get a ballot. They don't get a ballot. They get an absentee ballot. They're not absent. I grabbed the county clerk. Why are these people getting an absentee ballot? And he was blunt about it. He says, because those ballots can be challenged. Those ballots can be challenged. When you cast an absentee ballot in America, the fact is that at least 1 in 7 when you mail them in, are not counted. Now, what's interesting is
ugly.
You mail in your ballot in Oregon. Oregon is, there of the 50 states, I'm going to make an unusual statement. Oregon is the only state of 50 where there's anything close to an honest, fair, and unbiased election. Now, you may say that you might have problems, but Oregon's, in fact, the Secretary of State of Oregon actually said, God forbid other states go to mail-in ballots, because you have to have a certain level of commitment to honesty, because it's so easy to disqualify a ballot. And that's what they did in Ohio. And when you remember when Karl Rove did his little freak out, by the way, this is Greg Pallas talking. When Karl Rove did his little freak out,
I'll never forget,
in 2008, it was because he said he got off the phone with the Secretary of State of Ohio. You can't call Ohio. And the reason why he thought Ohio was going to be stolen from Obama is that they used this trick, they used these long lines, and at the end they didn't give black people their ballots. They gave them absentee ballots, which are really complicated to fill out the part outside. Like, they ask for your driver's license number. If you don't have a driver's license and you leave it blank, your ballot is thrown away in Ohio. They don't tell you that. You have to put no driver's license. If you don't write those words, your ballot is thrown away. You forget, you don't put in your middle initial when you put your name on the outside of the ballot, which you must do, but you register with your middle initial, out your ballot goes. And so they disqualify, in America officially, Over 1 million absentee ballots are thrown in the garbage, mail-in ballots. Not Oregon, very few, but in the rest of America, literally over a million. And in fact, officially, now this is from the Elections Assistance Commission of the federal government, 2.7 million ballots were not counted in the last election. 2.7 million ballots were cast and not counted, and they're not, and in fact, that's an undercount of the undercount. So I'm telling you right now, America, as you say, has apartheid elections. You're going to see it in the film, and it's not your daddy's PBS, okay? It is not white guys in front of bookcases talking. This is real investigative reporting where I go underground. I confront the billionaires. Me and Bad Penny disguised as people are supposed to be there. Go to a $1,000 plate soiree for the of billionaires in the Hamptons, and we grab John Paulson, a guy who made $5 billion in a single year, more than any human being since the Pharaoh in a single year, not his company, himself personally, collecting on foreclosures, can you imagine, in 2008 and 9.
It's 9:30 Pacific time. Dollars. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have to do a little of the housework here. It's KBOO Portland. It's 9:30 Pacific time. You are listening to Greg Pallast on Press Watch. And coming up at 10 o'clock, we'll have Air Cascadia interviews, news, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes William Bowman, author of Carbon Ideologies, a new two-volume work about the human actions that have led to global warming. And at 11:30, The Film Show looks at film noir and The Blacklist, currently screening at Portland Cinema 21. Make history and support KBOO. This is our 50th year, and the reason we have 50 years is because we depend on you, not on the government, which has come and gone with its support. If you'd like to become a member during the spring membership drive, call 877-500-5266. That's 877, toll-free, 500, easy to remember, KBOO, 877-500-5266. I'm joined again by Ken Jones.
Hey, Teresa, and hi, Greg. I wanted to talk again about the book and DVD package from Greg that he very generously offered KBOO.
For those who don't know, who are not on a first-name basis with me...
Greg Pallast. I'm sorry, Greg.
No, I've always, just because I know that some people go, who are they talking about?
This is Greg Pallast,
no,
not
was,
any other
my
Greg.
My mom named me after Gregory Peck, so you could get confused. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Pallast. And by the way, Ken, if I understand it, for a measly stinking $100 donation,
that's all.
You can get my brand new film that I just updated, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, for a measly donation of $100. And by the way, when you donate the $100, you not only get the DVD, you get the book, which is a smash international bestseller, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. This is the new version, and it has inside it the comic book by Ted Rall called The Tales from the Crypt of Democracy and How Trump Stole This Election. You will have the information by calling 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Pallast. I love pitching for KBOO. It is such a brilliant, wonderful station. And Dave Mazza's station, and what a wonderful guy he was. 877-500-KBOO. If you knew Dave, if you cared about Dave, I know what he would want you to do, and that is to donate to this wonderful station, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Pallast saying, get the Pallast Pack, unstupid yourself, get two of them so that you can give one to your, you know, to your pinhead cousin in Arizona who thinks Trump actually won the election, and show him how it was stolen by Trump and his billionaire cronies. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Pallast reporting. Please get the film. Please get the book. You'll love it. It's an enjoyable movie. Oh, there is, I say that there's no white guys in front of bookcases. There's one. One I had to put in. Bobby Kennedy, who's in front of his bookcase, telling you how the Republican Party uses a system called caging, which I uncovered at BBC television. They send letters out to black soldiers, you'll love this, to black students away on summer vacation. And to elderly Jewish people in Florida, they have all this data from Cambridge Analytica and from I-360. They have all this info, and they send letters out, do not forward, and when the letters come back from these people's voting addresses, they're legally away from their homes. Soldiers are allowed to vote from their from the Jacksonville Naval Air Station, but they were in Iraq. They go to Iraq, they don't get the letter, their vote is challenged, they lose their votes, and that's how the Republicans won in 2004. That's how they would try. They pulled the same trick in North Carolina. You're going to meet the characters. We're going to go confront the characters who actually stole this election, including Chris Kobach of Kansas. If you can't remember that name, you'll see him in the film, KKK. Just remember KKK. I go confront the guy who was head of Trump's so-called vote fraud commission. This is the guy who engineered the manipulation and the theft of the election, and I confront him with the documents. He doesn't like that, and he runs away while still trying to suck down his vanilla ice cream.
It's entertaining in that way.
Liar, liar.
I mean, it's a rollicking teaching style in the movie, and it does get the information across very effectively. And then if you have the book, then you have the backup. And as I was saying, that's necessary because there's a counter narrative to this. The thing about Greg Palast's work is it is so accurate, it is so dependable that its analysis has become prophetic. And this is proven in the latest version, The Stolen Election. What's the name of it, Greg?
The new version is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. And you can get that with the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. By calling KABU right now, please do this. Grab your credit card. It's only a $100 minimum donation. Tax deductible, and yet you get this wonderful film. You get the wonderful book, a comic book. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast. I always volunteer for Fun Drive at KABU because I really believe in KABU, and I hope you do too.
Well, I would like to encourage you to talk now more about psychometrics, because I think that people may not understand what it is, and furthermore, it's difficult to encompass in one's mind just how powerful it is and what a tool it is. What kind of manipulation is going on? Can you talk about psychometrics? And
yes, and in the film we have a wonderful expert with all these graphics. By the way, there's again wonderful graphics by Portlander Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And by the way, not from Keith, but some of the other effects we have are incredibly expensive. So you're going to see the Terminator of documentaries with all these effects. But in the effects, we show you not only Cambridge Analytica, but very important, much bigger, much nastier than Cambridge Analytica, is I-360 Themis, which is controlled by the brothers Koch. In addition, you have Data Trust controlled by Republican troll Karl Rove, the guy that Bush called Turd Blossom, Bush's brain. And those, for example, I-360 Themis, and I kid you not, because we got the whole list of the things that they have that they will give you, they can tell you if you've downloaded porn and ordered Chinese food just before you voted. I can't make that one up. If you think Cambridge Analytica is bad, that ain't nothing. They're stealing your Facebook profiles, okay? That's half of those are baloney anyway. These guys have your purchases, your credit card purchases, your cable TV behavior. That's really getting in there. And that is dangerous, manipulative. The psychometrics is used to manipulate you, but like I-360, the Kochs, we have it in the film. It's creepy, it's dangerous, but they actually also use it to challenge people's votes and get them not to vote or misdirect their votes. For example, one of the operatives from Koch's I-360, just before the recall vote in Wisconsin of Scott Walker, the troll Scott Walker, who is the toy boy of the Koch brothers, I-360's operative used their information to find out which gun owners in Wisconsin live in rural areas and mail in their ballots. use absentee ballots, and they sent them letters saying, hey, protect your gun, and this only went to Democrats, protect your gun, mail in your ballot to this address by this date. The address was wrong, and the date was too late to have your vote counted. That's the type of thing I-360 does. And then they repeated it in North Carolina, and in 2016 they rolled it out across the American Southeast. Let me tell you, Georgia is not a red state. Alabama is not a red state. If you let every voter of color vote, if you let people register to vote who are allowed to register to vote and didn't block and didn't have apartheid voter registration, those states would be absolute deep blue. And we show you the tricks that they use to keep those states red. If the Republicans would win by convincing people to vote for them, okay, I can't. That's welcome to democracy. This is about stopping people from voting. And we tell you how, with a lot of humor, a lot of pathos, but we give you, most important, the information, which you can get in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the film with the book together. A minimum donation of $100, that's all. It's $8 and change. That's 2 Frappa Mocha Chocachinos a month. 877-500-KABU. This is Greg Palast. I made the film. Watch me run around the United States. In fact, I go to the Congo. I go to the Arctic in this film. You meet the great Eskimo leader telling me in Inuit language, language we cannot use on the air without the FCC shutting down KABU, but he's telling me what he thinks of the oil companies running a pipeline, the Arctic drilling that, in fact, Trump just permitted. And you'll get all that by calling 877-500-KABU, the film and the book by me, Greg Palast. Please call now.
Which I think is a very important money investment. We invest in a lot of things. Americans don't spend a lot of money on nonprofits. It's a very small percentage compared to people, say, in Europe and in many, many other countries. We don't donate for some reason. But when you donate to KBOO, when you get this book, this is money well spent. This is money that's going to put that on your shelf ready for your access when you're ready, or when you're ready to have several people over to your house, which I highly recommend, to see the film, to talk about the book. That's money that you will be glad that you actually spent. It's going to be so much better than, as Greg was saying, those Frappuccinos. 877-500-5266. It's a warm day in Portland, and it's one of our first warm days, really warm days. It's going to get up into the 80s today. It's so nice. The robins, which seem to have taken over this town, are going absolutely nuts, and maybe you're feeling a little sleepy. Well, wake up, because this is the Greg Palast appearance here on our membership drive, and this is the time right now, and it has to be you, because you understand that it's people like you that pull along the other 90%. Did you know that we get 10% of our listeners have supported the station for 50 years? 10%, because those are the people who simply have the social analysis and the awareness to know that even though other people might be kind of sliding by unfairly, it's up to them, it's up to you to pull that load. You understand that because you have the compassion for the society generally. You've moved to that point in your life. You understand that you are going to have to take a little sacrifice. And this is the time. You have to do it right now.
You know, it's funny, because we do talk about, you know, how people like the Kochs get away with not paying their taxes. And the film, like, one of the reasons these billionaires, like John Paulson, by the way, whose partner Steve Mnuchin is now Secretary of the Treasury. In other words, he's got his hand in the vault. You know, one of the reasons, by the way, most of these people aren't even Republicans. You'll meet Paul the Vulture Singer. You'll meet John Paulson, who is a Democrat. You'll meet the Kochs. David Koch was a Democrat, and then he was a Libertarian. These aren't right wing or left wing. They're there for the money, and one of the main things that they want to do is, after they steal the money, we tell you exactly how they steal it, how they pull it off. Ed Asner, wearing his top hat, explains the whole thing to me. The main thing is, they don't. After they steal your money, they don't want to pay taxes on it. And we are saying, if you want services, if you want schools, if you want food stamps, if you want people to eat, if you want the fire trucks to roll when your house is on fire, you have to make your contribution to society. Well, okay, stop moaning and bitching about the Kochs not paying their fair share. How about you? How about you ponying up your stinking measly $100 for KBOO, your weapon of mass destruction in Portland, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And by the way, I know that we'll be having my good friend Nomi Prince up there soon, so don't miss her. 877-500-5266. You'll get, this is Greg Palace, you're going to get my just finished update of my movie. I mean, when I say just finished, I mean like Wednesday we showed it for the first time in to a slammed out standing room only 1,000 room theater in Oakland, and people went wild with it. You can get that film brand new, 877-500-KBOO, and if you put down that $100, you will also get the book The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with the comic book inside by the troublemaker Ted Rall, who, by the way, his credentials are he was just fired by the Los Angeles Times for drawing too many cartoons harpooning the LAPD for police brutality. If you want to see a penman who put it all on the line, he's brilliant, funny.
Stop them damn pictures.
Yep. And 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palace saying, this is the moment. This is your moment. Please, it's really important. I really do think that people can sometimes say, I'll get around to it. No, don't get around to it.
Yeah, this is all we have. We don't have the sort of analytical machines. We're not using them to target you and to repeat on you. We just have our pledge drives, and this is the way we do things at the moment. Well, Greg, I kind of want to, it's hard to get across how powerful psychometrics is. The more I look into it, the more I am creeped out and alarmed. I think that if the billionaires, the ones you describe, the Koch brothers and Mercer and those types, had tiny little mechanical bugs that crawled into your ear and made their way into your brains, you'd go nuts. You'd be screaming and scrabbling at your head, and you wouldn't accept whatever control they're trying to push on you. But psychometrics is that kind of powerful. I mean, for the right sum, psychometric computers can, for example, target each Democratic voter who is feeling down on Election Day with those 1,800 data points and send and use the power of artificial intelligence supercomputers to send deeply emotional, deeply personal emotional cues and seeming ads, not consciously noticed, to make those persons feel much worse. So if you want to keep out the vote, if you want to depress the vote in an area, if it's known that a depressed person has seen the movie, say, Inception, an ad might appear with a little spinning top like the one in that movie, the one that failed to fall, that indicated the failure of the protagonist. The turnout of that subgroup will be markedly lower. You throw in an ad if they know that they buy, you know, lean cuisine, an ad or an article, ad for an article about fat and how it shortens your life. That's an extrapolation, but all the pieces are in place, and I can't imagine Republicans or really even the Democrats failing to do that sort of thing with this kind of power at their hands. And we can't hope to compete individually with the power of supercomputers using psychometric algorithms to manipulate our behavior if we know nothing about it. You must know about it, and you must find out, and that information has to be reinforced, and that's why it's so important that you call right now at 877-500-5266 and get the film and the book. It's really, it's the radio program, the film, and the book that is going to counter this massive persuasion of the opposite of this message that everything's okay, that we have a democratic society, which is just a load of crap, and you need to understand it so deeply and powerfully to even move against it, to even understand fully. You have to push against the intimidation of the lying messages that go out to you in the corporate-owned media. And that's why we have Greg Palast on right now, and that's why it's a powerful and a revolutionary act for you to support your community radio station, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And I believe Ken Jones has joined us again.
Oh, Teresa, I have some thank yous, and these are all praise for Greg. Greg Palast, they called up, and let's see, Christopher from Southwest Portland. Press Watch is his favorite program, so praise for you, Teresa. Don from Southeast Portland, he got the book and the DVD set. We're calling it the Palast Package. You can get that, too, for a minimum $100 pledge. It's about $8.35 a month if you become a sustaining member. We got Tila from Silverton. New member, Karen from Southeast Portland. She's very inspired by Greg Palast. So if you want to call up and get that package, you've been listening to all this great information from Greg and Teresa this morning. It's The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, a brand new DVD in there, The Case of the Stolen Election, along with the Greg Palast book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. The book and the DVD package, a minimum pledge of $100. And the number to call is 877-500-5266.
I'm so glad that Greg is here to talk about this, because when I go into psychometrics and the voting scams that Greg reveals in his book and film, I just start to splutter. I mean, even on air, it's just like I can scarcely complete the sentences because I'm really angry and I'm really concerned. That's how deep it goes. You still there, Greg?
Here's something interesting, Teresa. Did you know that nose clippers are bought almost exclusively by Republicans? It's one of the our expert Mark Sweetland noted that for me, because he's the guy who actually used these lists and uses this information with eBay and Amazon. He says to get you to buy stuff, okay? He says what he sees as creepy and dark and horrible and enrages him, and got him to volunteer to do with his computer experts, do massive review of the data collected by the GOP and by Chris Kobach of Kansas, Donald Trump's vote thief in chief, you'll see in the film. He was deeply, deeply, deeply disturbed because he says this is not selling you a toaster. This is selling you Agent Orange. This is selling you democratic poison, democracy poison. And what he found, for example, through our investigative team, we got a hold of the 3 million people, which is actually 7 million different people that they said voted twice in the election and therefore were getting their votes removed. Sweetland's team of statisticians with eBay went through it and found out that it was over what you could see with your eyeball, overwhelmingly lists of minority voters. And I can tell you that one in five African Americans in the states targeted by the cross-check computer system, 1 in 5 African Americans are on that hit list to have their votes removed.
That's incredible.
Virginia, a swing state, removed 79,000 voters, almost all money. Oklahoma just gave us the name of the voters that they scrubbed. It's names like, guess who gets removed for voting twice? Jose Garcia, okay? Isabel Hernandez. David Lee. That's, by the way, the new demographic that they're going after. Did you know that Muslim Americans used to vote overwhelmingly Republican? The shopkeepers, entrepreneurs, etc. Today, Asian Americans, especially Korean Americans, Chinese Americans, American Muslims, vote as if they've turned black, voting 75%. And we illustrate that. That's in the film. We have a section of the film called Voting Gangnam Style, in which that was made by these Korean students to get their parents to vote, voting Gangnam Style. And then pop, 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 they turn into John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style. This is the only film you'll ever see with John Lewis dancing, Congressman John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style to illustrate that Korean voters are voting as if they turned black, 75% Democratic. So they've come up with a system to challenge the votes of Asian Americans. 1 in 8 Asian Americans in 30 Republican states have been targeted to have their votes removed. 1 in 8 Asian Americans having their votes removed. This is the new apartheid. They're going after the Asian American vote. Hello, if you're out there, wake up. We talk about apartheid voting in America and scrubbing voter rolls and blocking voters from voting, and we automatically think about the African American voter, the Hispanic voter. Yeah, you bet. They're in the crosshairs of the Republican computers that are going after these voters. But add in now Asian Americans, and they're coming for you next, unless you do something about it, which is to learn about it, expose it, shout about it. By the way, you can always go to gregpalace.com for updates. But right now, if you want this information, you're not hearing this on National Petroleum Radio, my friends. You're only going to get it on KBOO, and this is Greg Palast telling you, get this film already.
And we're down to the last 4 or 5 minutes.
That's
and
right.
So this is it.
This is the moment. 877-500 KBOO, 877-500 KBOO. Please make that call now. This is Greg Palast. I'm doing this for a reason. I get paid to do this. I don't even make money, by the way, with the films. We give them to KBOO and. You know, literally at the cost of printing these things. Why? Because I believe in this station. I report for BBC Television, which is also supported by the subscribers, except we have a different system. We don't call it a pledge drive. We say you either pay your £100 a month, or we have little radio trucks that go down the street. I can't make this up. If you've got your TV on, you haven't paid your £100, you listen to BBC Radio, and you haven't paid your £100, we kick in your door and take your radio and TV. Now, do we have to do that, Portland? No, I'm going to count on you. I'm going to count on Portland to come through for KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Please make that call right now. This is Greg Palast. I do this because I just love KBOO, and I think it's that important.
I really appreciate it. We've reached that point in the drive that we reach every time where we're like kind of in the middle of it, kind of getting towards the end, and we're like, oh, my God, we've only raised 30% or something like that. And it's always scary, and we always make it. And I have good news that the money is rolling in, and we are going to make it. And this is our 50th year, and we are going to have a hell of a time partying about it. And you'll have more information about that pretty soon. But this is the time to join, and I am serious about how effective and how important this book is. This worldview changing book and movie is that Greg Palast has just produced. By the way, that's Greg Palast, GREGPALAST.com, which you should pull up right now and bookmark. It's at Greg Palast on Twitter. I'm Teresa Mitchell. You can find me on Facebook. Actually, Greg Palast is also on Facebook under that name. Under Greg Palast's name. Teresa Mitchell on Facebook. I'm at KBOO Press Watch on Twitter, because they did not demand that I change my name. I tried to be Press Watch on Facebook for a long time, and they finally busted me. The number to call right now, 877-500-5266. You feel in your heart that this is the right thing, because it is, and that is valuable stuff that you will be getting. It's a good investment in the society and for your personal life and your understanding. 877-500-5266. Talk to us for 3 minutes. Set up that $8 a month on the phone, $8 and change, whatever it is, and you'll be glad that you did. 877-500-5266. I'm going to let Greg have the last words here.
Yeah, by the way, here's why you listen to Press Watch. My paper, The Guardian, busted Cambridge Analytica, ready? 5 years ago, okay? Now they're finally catching up, and now you're hearing on KBOO about I-360, which is even nastier, and that's controlled by the Kochs. You're going to see it in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, the brand new finished this week edition, plus the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Tale of Billionaires, Ballot Bandits, with the cartoons in it in the film by Portlander, Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I think you need Press Watch. I know I do, and I'm in the press, and someone's got to watch. How about you? Make that call, 877-500-5266. Thank you, Teresa, and thank you for all the people who called. When you get the book, I do come up to Portland. I want to meet you. I want to thank you for supporting KBOO. I want to sign the book for you, especially. I'll even sign, and I signed the DVD. I have a special pen that does that. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. Keep calling. Even when the program ends for a few minutes, you'll still be able to get this premium package of the DVD and the book. I'm talking fast like a circus barker because I really do think that this is important. I don't have to do this when I'm reporting for BBC or The Guardian or Rolling Stone, but I need, just as you need, this wonderful thing where you're not going to get this information anywhere else. You're not going to get it certainly on the commercial eyeballs. You're not going to get it because that's not Press Watch. That's Press Eyes Closed. This is Press Watch with eyes open. You need Press Watch. You need Teresa. You listen to this program. My God, you can't give her $100? Do me a favor. 877 500 KBOO. This is Greg Palast saying this is important for me, for the memory of Dave Mazza, for the United States of America. Okay? How about real patriots, not the freaks running around giving Nazi salutes and stealing our flag? You be the patriot. Ready?
All right.
877-500-KBOO.
Greg, thank you so very much for doing this once again. You really put your heart and soul into it, and we appreciate it. Right here, you've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland via 90.7 FM and other frequencies in Cascadia, and via KBOO.FM, where we go out to you and to all the ships at sea.
Good morning, you're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Up next is Air Cascadia Interviews, News, and Commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes William Volman, author of Carbon Ideologies, a new two-volume work about the human actions that have led to global warming. At 11:30, the film show looks at film noir and The Blacklist, currently screening at Portland Cinema 21. Make history and support KBOO. If you'd like to become a member during this spring membership drive, call 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Danny V debut EP release on Thursday, April 26th from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza in Portland. Singer-songwriter and musician Danny V is throwing his debut EP release party. Also performing will be Salvatore Manalo and Kea on the Mountain. Again, that's the Danny V debut EP release on Thursday, April 26th from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I did it in my childhood, you know, kicking that dirt. At mile 17 to the evergreens, and damn sure do you look good, I'll tell you now.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road,